This episode of Mares in Black is sponsored by Mel Miller Equine Art, featuring her new medallion, Meteor. For more information, check out Mel's website, melmillerequineart.com.
The Mares in Black want you to know that we think Black Lives Matter. People of color matter. LGBTIQA plus lives matter. People with disabilities matter. We think all populations that have been systemically oppressed matter. We hear you. We see you. We know we benefit from these systems, and we want to be better allies.
Hello, everyone. This is Heather with the Mares in Black. I am here with the podcast for number 71, mid-April. This is the Model Horse Podcast for hobbyists by really old hobbyists. And I am joined by my effervescent co-host, who should not smile more, Jackie.
Hello, Heather. How are you doing?
I feel a little obtuse today.
I don't think anyone has ever described me as effervescent. I think you might want to.
I don't know.
You might want to look up what that word means.
We were talking about. I called you effulgent a couple of weeks ago. I mean, come on.
I know I was there.
So what's going on, girl?
What's going on? I don't know. Another day. Another $1.95. I don't know. Inflation. I don't know. It's raining. It's raining and miserable here, so it ruined my plans for today. So I've been on like trying to do the B plans all day.
And what were those plans, Jackie? Do tell.
Nothing terribly fun. Actually, I made some TikToks that didn't involve getting into a costume. I modified a pair of boots. I'm at a standstill on my bow because we were at the priming and painting stage, and I can't do that because it's raining outside. Because
it's sloppy. Because
it's sloppy. But I'm very excited. Like, I assembled it all together pretty much and laid it out on my kitchen floor, and it is going to be hot.
Nice. I'm
very excited about it.
I haven't played video games because I still haven't set up my Switch. Pocket Camp is...
in your life.
It's become like it's my Pavlov's dog. Like I play it before I go to bed.
It's okay. Makes you feel good.
It puts me to sleep. Well, the damn fishing tournament's on right now. Yeah. They have a fishing tournament every month, right?
Yeah.
I'm catching all these pink fish and then they want to rent this, but you know, you get your bell level back up or your leaf ticket. And then they're like, hey, you're not going to be able to complete this tournament effectively if you don't rent our bow and our bow's 80 leaf tickets. And I'm just like, that's extortion.
That is extortion.
I'm being extorted.
Everybody thinks this Animal Crossing is this cute little innocent game, and it's really not. It's really very mercenary.
So I'm being extorted by a freaking beaver.
Is it the same beaver that's on New Horizons?
Yes.
I don't like that beaver.
Yeah, so it used to be this other guy. It's CJ. Chip was the old one. Well, they tossed Chip for CJ, which I think is ageist.
Wow. It's modern problems in video games, everyone.
I know. It's
it's ageist.
And I want my Switch back because I'm really in the mood to get into an Epic. And so I feel like, you know, I want to try get back into Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is like, no, you need to play Skyrim.
Josh is on a mission to get everybody on this planet to play Skyrim.
He loves Skyrim. He doesn't play it anymore, but he played it through like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Like the same way you do Breath of the Wild. Yeah,
I understand it, but like, you know. I know where my particular itches are scratched.
No new countries.
No new countries.
Oh, and thanks to all the shout-outs and compliments to the show.
Yes, appreciate it.
We always say that, but we really do appreciate it when you mention us or you talk about us in your stories. We try and reshare. Mm-hmm. We try to respond to anybody that tags us. So thank you so much.
Yep, we like it.
We do.
Makes us feel good.
Makes us feel relevant.
Yes. So we're not going to get thrown out like Chip.
We'll get thrown out eventually. We'll just be on this podcast like, what'd you say? And on the show, we're going to be discussing, we're getting ready to launch. I know we've talked about it forever. We're getting ready to launch the Artist Spotlight series. We changed it up and decided to make it a video thing. So we could do a number of different things with each episode. And we'll talk about that in the discussion part. But yep, we're going to launch that this week.
Yes.
What day is it?
Today is Monday.
It's the 12th, right?
Yes.
We're recording this on April 12th.
Yes.
So we have a correction, so that's not really a correction. And Jackie responded to this morning on Insta, I believe.
Yes. So one of our listeners tagged us this morning or this afternoon and was like, hey, can you guys talk about people because now photo showing is the rage. People photo showing horses that do not belong to them anymore, but they have pictures of them, which of course is now much easier to do. Because they had an issue with a horse that they had commissioned from an artist, and the artist is showing the horse despite not physically having the horse and did not ask the owner for permission. And this kind of does interlock in with the discussion we had about copyright a couple shows ago. I mean, this is easily a place where you can just ask for permission. Because I have seen this kind of thing floating up, like, in discussions that I've kind of been tangentially a part of. But it always seems like people have gotten... I've seen other people have this question, but it seems like people have gotten permission to show the horse because the owner doesn't want to or whatever. You know. But like, if you don't own the horse, the horse doesn't belong to you.
I also don't know if it's actually ethical that you should be showing a horse that doesn't belong to you.
Well,
even if the owner says it's cool.
Well, with a live horse example, people do that all the time. That is an accepted way to show.
But that's proxying, and there's a thing in.
No. I'm not talking about live. I'm not talking about model horse shows. And if you are show exhibiting live animals, it is accepted. It is common in horses, especially, that the person who owns the horse is not the person showing the horse.
Huh. Well, that's true.
Yeah. So if you have maybe I commission a horse from somebody, I have no interest in photo showing because I don't really know how into the showing aspect of photo showing I'm actually into. I'm judging a show right now and I enjoy doing that, but I don't know that I particularly. I'm feeling the photo showing part. So like if I could, you know, and I have a lot of nice horses and I think if their artist came to me and said, hey, I would like to show that horse because it's getting zero exposure at your house right now. I would be like, sure. Go ahead. When live showing season's back though, I want the live show rights and I'll be showing it then.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, I think that's acceptable. Really, I think you need to get permission. Yeah. You need to get permission.
So, yeah. So if you own a horse and sold it and are still photo showing it and didn't tell the person you sold the horse to, that's not cool.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it gets awkward, too. What if the same horse gets entered twice? That's probably right. How it's got found out.
Right. Or, I mean, you know, not that I think an artist would do this. If you painted a horse and took a bunch of sales pictures and sold the horse, you know, not your horse anymore.
Yeah.
It's your creation and you have rights to it, but not to photo show.
Yeah. You don't have showing rights.
And you own those pictures. Like if somebody else uses your artist pictures without your permission, that's a problem.
That's the other thing too. I've heard too, is people going back to artists and asking permission to use their photo, sale photos, which again, as long as you have permission, it's probably fine. Right.
So yeah. So good point. Who brought that up?
Anyway? Hang on 1 second. I will pop up the Insta here. Do, 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 do.
Not to put a spotlight them or anything. This, you know,
I mean, it wasn't a name I particularly recognized. But they go under the name Creatures of Serendipity, spelled with a C.
The Serendipity spelled with a C?
Serendipity spelled with a C.
Neat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's it for the opening section. We'll be back with the news.
All right.
The Mares in Black would like to thank our newest patron, Jennifer Scott. And as always, our herd nerds, Allison Piraeus, Andrea Brigadier, Ann Field, Ann Hudson, Ashley J, Bree Cundiff, Brianna Ashkar, Chris Walbrook, CJC, Cynthia Wyatt Briley, Danny Boyko, Danielle Feldman, Darlene Stoddard, Donna McKnight, Eclectic Equines, Elaine Boardway, Aaron Michelle, Gail Berg, Haley Walker, Heather Bullock, Heather Jackson Lane, Heather Wissner, Heather Zeiger, Jana Wright, Jenny Lambert, Jennifer Wilson, Julie Ward, Katie Niles, Kelly Weimer, Kenzie Williamson, Chrysalis Studios, Katie Murata, Laura Heidkamp, Lisa Esping, Mackenzie Ferguson, Madison Parkinson, Maeve King Devery, Mary Reardon, Megan Smith, Mel Boynes, Melissa Addison, Melissa Hart, Michael Price, Nikki H., Robbie Ramirez, Samantha Buckert, Sandra Gibson, Susan Boyer, Tammy Blankenship, Taylor Brookman, Teresa Bazell, Tracy Calamar, and Yashka Hallen. The Mayor's thank you.
All right, we're back with the news.
We are indeed. We always start with Mares in Black News, our podcast, our rules, our Patreon.
Come
join us. Patreon.com/Mares in Black or search Model Horse Podcasts or Mares in Black. You will find us. Come join the party. Yay.
MIB March Madness. So it's not over till Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you won't hear this till after that. It's Monday right now, but the way the voting is going, Dundee is going to
kill
win
it.
Win handily.
That's so funny. There's been a lot of people like, it should be a stock horse. I'm like, it's going to be Dundee. Now, I don't think that's going to be the actual surprise.
No, it's not going to be Dundee. They booted every single horse that had a
fit the quote
like
pattern.
You said, the surprises, there's always, you know, there's no pattern, but there is sort of. So if it is Dundee, I will be shocked. I think it's going to be Weather Girl or Salonero.
Yeah, Salonero. Those were both in the final four.
Yeah. Croy even, I thought, had a better shot than Dundee. For me, in the final four, Dundee's the least likely.
Yeah. Cinderella Kid.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say Gonzaga, but they're not Cinderella Kids anymore.
No.
The plushie winner, we did the drawing for the plushie winner, and Denise Nagel gets the Valentine plushie. Yay!
Congratulations,
Denise.
Good time.
Send us a PM or an email at info@mirrorsandblack.com.
Yay! Still working on our Briarfest nightly wrap-up stream, Mares Nightly News. It's looking more and more like that's going to be in person.
Yeah. I have been checking flights.
Good.
I have not bought flights yet because all of a sudden Israel is talking about how their variant is getting through Pfizer. So.
All right. It's looking better. I don't know.
It's looking better. Just, you know, abundance of caution.
Yep.
And Candyland, by the time this comes out, Candyland will have closed. We have 100 entrants, over 100 entrants. Yeah, we've had to split. We've had to split OF because it's so bananas. I should put a limit on OF.
But yeah,
I didn't think it would. First of all, I didn't think this show would be that popular.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I guess it's just the right. Everybody was like, you know what? Candy sounds awesome.
Like, I was like, if I get 30 entrants, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And now it's gone completely bazongo. So once that closes, I'm sure everybody can cruise over to Pony Bites and look in the galleries and see all the beautiful entries. There are tons and tons and tons. Yeah.
I'm judging Ann Field's show, which is an all performance show. And I got my judging assignments yesterday. So I started and the classes are like 50. They're like 50 horses. I'm like, oh my God. I can only place them to sixth. Like, I've opened up a document on my iPad and just been like, that's how I'm stringing the classes.
So how many entries does she have?
I don't know how many physical entrants, but the classes are like, I opened up the first class I did was like harness, and there were like 16 entries in harness. And I'm like, huh, that's not bad. Let me go look at the English division. Oh my God. 43 dressage, 50 over fences. Yeah. Yeah. It's
like, that's where all my performance entries are.
Yeah, your performance. Well, I mean, they could enter your show too. I don't know what, you know.
Where are you people? I mean, we have a good amount of entries. Mm-hmm. I just thought there would be more.
Yeah.
But because they're custom, I get it that everybody has to custom build an entry.
Oh,
they can't
yeah.
just recycle English pleasure or whatever.
Yeah, you know? It's harder to do it that way with the weird class list. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Cry, maybe.
All right. I mean, I'm down with that. I mean, I'm okay with that.
There's no news for NAMSA except for Merit Awards, and that's a monthly thing, so yeah. We normally don't address that. Moving on to Briar.
Oh my God, there's always so much Briar news. So the True Blue Briar Australian event was drawn. Heather and I did not get it into it, and we were both like, hey, we like that Velegro, and Velegro is like selling for $1,200.
The highest I've seen is $15.
Yeah.
The lowest I've seen is $875.
Yeah, that's the lowest one I saw too, was $875.
So that is, and I don't think that's going to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there'll probably be a spate of them after the event goes mm-hmm. off and they get in people's hands. But there were a lot of pre-sales, so
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, wow.
So I'm actually bummed I didn't get drawn just to do the stuff they're hosting.
Yeah, and I know, because like it looks really cool.
But congratulations to everybody got drawn. It looks like it's going to be a great time. And we're very jealous.
Yes. Have fun.
Freelance for Briar. Briar put out a blog that they are looking for help on a case-by-case
basis.
Case-by-case basis to help out with mostly creative, but some other stuff as well, packaging and writing, social media, community building. So if you're interested, we will have a link up to the blog page on our blog page, and you can give them a shout if you want to help Briar out. We don't have any information about how they're going to compensate. I imagine in some cases it could be money, in other cases it could be models.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, don't know. But yeah, if you're interested, go reach out to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great thing to have on a resume if you end up working with them.
Oh, the Premier Club.
Maggie
Jenner Bennett.
Bennett Jenner.
I don't know who she thinks she is.
She thinks she is awesome, which she is.
She is. But she sculpted a beautiful little fjord for them as the next Premier Club model, and they gave us the option of matte and glossy, and now I don't remember what I picked.
So the second Premier Club release is named Astrid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blue dun or grilla fjord.
Yeah, he's really cute.
And it's a she.
She's really cute.
So it's a mare, which I'm thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just very pleasant and attractive. And like Jackie said, they've got a glossy matte split, which you can pick. Now, time to pick is over. So if you have it, they will assign you matte, is what they said.
Oh, because okay.
They expect glossy to be the big pick.
Yeah, I don't remember now. Because I was looking at that, the texture on that model might look better in matte.
Well, I also think the photoshopping to make it look glossy, because they clearly don't have a gloss model on hand, was not the best.
Yeah, there's that too.
So, I mean, I went ahead and trusted, because I'm getting one from Maggie too.
Yeah.
But trusted that the glossy will be true glossy. And I got a matte from Briar.
Nice. Completing the conga there already.
Just got to have the conga. I've got the Allegro conga, and I've got the I've got the Shire conga, obviously, but mm-hmm. I don't conga much else. Like, I've got a nice set of CWPs, but by no yeah. means is it.
Oh, complete. Yeah, no, there's no, I've decided that's not ever going to be complete.
I also have quite a few Lonesome Glories, but again, by no means
complete.
Complete. I've got a lot of Totalises, and I'm not even that wild about Totalis, but I got Drawn for a couple. I got a Koeonor. I got Rialto. And then I got Man of the Hour for being a volunteer. And so now I kind of have a mini.
I have a nice conga, though. Yeah. It's not a bad one.
No.
All right. So they Briar also raffled off another one of their test runs. And this was a saddlebred weanling, excuse me, with sort of an
saddlebred weanling.
Sort of a, like, not quite the performance Appaloosa paint job, but sort of.
Yeah. It was like the performance. Appaloosa Performance Horse paint job if it was monochrome black and gray. And the spots are much smaller.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what that was about. But
it's a really super classic body. I still love the weanling's body. And
yeah, I do too.
I know Amanda Reed is looking for this horse if anybody wants to.
Yeah,
wants, get rid of him.
Yeah, wants to talk to her about it. She really wants to know where this horse ended up.
She congos the saddlebred weenie.
Mm-hmm. The weenie. The weener.
The weenie. Maine Beauty. So the kind of horse Barbie head that Briar is marketing. They had Raven came up with this. I'm not sure how this happened. Raven Maddock customized a Maine Beauty head to be a unicorn with decorations on it, like
brilliant
to it, the plastic. So there's a blog and a video that Briar put out showing all the steps through how Raven did this whole process with this head. So I think it's really she breaks it down in really easy steps, and I think it's a fun project. And then you could have a unicorn instead of just a horse.
Yeah, it's pretty clever.
Very clever.
Nice. And then finally, the Throwback Thursday was for April Fools. And let me tell you, this is the Kemosabe in decorator colors, which I remember everybody losing their damn minds about this. And most of us were like, yeah, check the date. And then they ended up, these were part of the silent auction at Brian's.
Right. This was, to me, this is the best prank they've ever done.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this was inspired. And that's part of the reason I shared it again, because we've talked about this before, but the hue and cry that went up.
Oh, yeah. People were outraged.
It was so good. And I loved so that funny. Because they made them, they actually put them in the silent auction. Yeah. It was so funny. So, so funny.
People were very upset about this.
We don't have anything for Briarfest related events that I saw. Did you see anything?
I did not see anything, no.
So moving on to Stone.
Yeah, so let me tell you, I checked out this link with the metrics for the Art of the Horse entries before we went to air, and I had a little, there are 66 stories. I did not think there were going to be that many.
Yeah. So the apparently entering for this was super popular.
Oh yeah. 134 paintings. They got 11 films too, which I think is fantastic.
I know, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So 134 paintings, flat work, not model horses, 66 stories, up to 20 pages long,
yep,
and 11 films. So that is
pretty good.
Killer response.
Yeah.
I'm super impressed.
Yeah.
I'm going to be excited to see all this stuff and read all this stuff and watch all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder if they'll, the films, they could all, because the films I think had to be under 3 minutes long.
Well, I would think they're going to put them on all YouTube.
They should. They could put all those on YouTube. Did they show all the entries last year for the painting, though? Or did they just show? They did. Okay.
No, they did. They
Right. They did, because we talked about them.
134, though. That's substantial.
That's fantastic.
And then 66
yeah,
writing pieces.
Yeah. And the stories, that the word limit they gave was like, it had to be at least 500 words, but could be up to 6,000. So a page is roughly 250 words. So 20. So they didn't get to this. Nobody got to 6,000 because that would have been 24 pages. But yeah.
Well, it all depends on how you format your text.
Yeah. No, really. they had various.
Oh, did yeah. they? Okay.
Yeah. No, they had specifics for that.
I wanted to just touch on a couple of events they have upcoming, because their Stone Country Fair is in May, I think.
It starts Friday, April 30th.
And it's virtual again. Mm-hmm. So don't forget about that. And then, of course, they announced the dates for Equilos.
Yeah.
Which are in August.
Yes. Smart.
Augusto.
Smart.
And I assume that's when all the Art of the Horse stuff is going to come out. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm curious to what the focus when the actual models that they're selling are going to be. That's the other component that we don't know about yet.
I mean,
yet.
It's implied that the entries for the artwork are going to be turned into models again.
Well, yeah, that, but I wouldn't think that that's the entire run. Like, they had other horses that they sold at Equilosity. So I'm just curious about that. If they're going to deviate from the kind of artist inspired stuff, or it's kind of a part two.
Guess we'll find out.
Anyway, August 26th through 28th, 2021, online.
Yeah, all online. Smart.
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 No news from Copper Fox this time.
Yeah, they've been pretty quiet. I hope everything's okay.
I'm sure it probably is. I mean, because they've had the last couple of years have been a little rough for them. So
yeah.
So they're, recircling.
Yeah.
Getting their stuff back together.
Moving on to other. So we talked about the International Tack Making Contest last episode, which led me to find the little rider doll making contest.
Yeah.
And that's going in June.
Is it? I'm not part
that's
of this
what
group.
It says.
Okay. Because I know there's been people on our Discord working on dolls, and I thought...
Well, I know Melissa Addison is, but she's practicing.
Oh, okay. Maybe they're practicing. Because Elaine Lindelof was working on one, too, and somebody else was as well.
I hope they're not competing with the tack thing, because that's kind of drawing from the same pool, if you ask me. Yeah,
probably.
But yeah, I believe it's June. I'm trying to get this link to open. Little doll red.
Yeah, I'm not part of the group, so it's not showing me when it is.
But honestly, I can't. Where's the info about? Here it is. Well, that doesn't say.
I'll join the group.
Discussion. Do they have anything pinned?
They just have the rules.
Well, this says March 2021 completed project album, so maybe it's March.
I don't know.
Someone call us and tell us what's going on.
Someone tells us what's going on as we flail around here, but I think it's over.
Well, I hope it's not over. That stinks.
Yeah, no, I think it's because there were people. Quite a few people working on dolls in the Discord for for a little while, and I want to say it's over. It was in March. Anyway, for next year.
Keep it in mind.
Keep it in mind. Scintillating content. Effervescent, some might say.
Uninformed, others might say. Them mayors are too late all the time.
Oh my gosh. Got a lot going on. Got a lot going on.
I wanted to spotlight Heather and Pine Studios. They did a cute little set of Neapolitan Croix, as they call them. And this
cute.
Is a link to a little stop motion video they did. So they painted the Croix in different realistic colors. One's like light dapple gray. One is like a dapple buckskin, and one is palomino. Mm-hmm. And then they are modified to be ice cream flavors in Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry. And they're so cute.
They're so cute.
I can't stand it. They're so funny. Such a great concept. They're for auction right now. They probably won't be by the time the show comes back. So congratulations to to anyone that gets up. Like the vanilla one has sprinkles in their hair, and then the chocolate one has a big blob of fudge on their butt, and strawberry has strawberry leaves and flowers and a strawberry hanging off their neck clenched in the upraised leg. It's just really so cute. Good jorb.
It is good jorb. Let's see what else. Scarlet has been made. This is Stacey Tomlinson's draft horse mare, which it has been plastic, has been China, has been everything, is now a micro.
She's, you know, when they call the goat or whatever, when you get Oscar, Tony, Grammy, whatever. So I think micro was like the last frontier, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, you can get this in China. You can get this in plastic. You can get this in resin. In a variety of scales, too.
And yeah, now it's a micro. I think Sydney Pettengill is producing it.
Says Sydney Lecce. Is that same?
Yeah, the same
okay.
person.
Same person. Okay.
So cool.
Yeah. They did lengthen her back a little bit, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So she says she's her back's lengthened a little bit because she's like she's been aware for years that her back was too short and it always bugged me that she couldn't go back in time.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We have a couple of photo shows to talk about. Mm-hmm. The Bird and the Beast photo show.
Okay.
Tara Briers shared a post on Online Photo Show Central for the Birds and the Bees. There's several photos talking about the rules and the class list and ribbon colors. And it has cute little graphics with bees on them.
Oh, that is cute.
I am not sure.
Says April, but it doesn't say what the loading date and stuff is.
Yeah, and some of these shows they don't strike out until they have enough entries.
Yeah.
So, but it is April, so it's it's almost mid-April while we're posting this, so this still should be open.
Yeah, it is $15. So we'll it's $15 to enter too.
Yeah, we have a link to it on our blog.
Hmm. And another photo show, we have Smell the Roses. This is Madison Barber shared this one. This one, she's looking for entries, so this might be one that closes when they get everybody. Yes, they need 50 people to start, and they're going to cap the show at 60.
Nice.
Also, $15 entry fee. Looks like it's all halter. Show is held on Facebook.
One through fifth. It's offering rosettes. Fun classes, Easter photo with flowers, favorite model, fanciest model. There's a little performance section.
Oh, there is.
Setup,
I see
Western
it.
Setup, other.
Okay.
And then halter, divisions, OF, traditional OF, mini, customs, artist resin, workmanship, stone, and performance.
And pretty thorough class list for the different breeds and workmanship. So nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. We will also have a link to that on our blog.
Stuff to do.
Because everybody likes photo shows.
Amen.
Except for Jackie.
Well, it's not that I don't like them. I like judging them. I think they're a great idea. I don't know. Just like the whole getting ready to enter one. I'm just like, ugh, I don't feel like it. But I'll judge it.
It's a lot.
If you need a judge, come get me.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Raven has Ravenmatic Chrysalis Studios has offered Ariana LaFord, and it's already sold out. So,
So there you go.
So
the first batch is sold out.
The first batch, and it's got a magnetic forelock, three kinds, I believe, and a unicorn horn that snaps on. Is that right?
That's what it looks like. That's one of the forelocks.
Yeah. So she did the first batch on Sunday, and they were gone in 2 minutes.
Yeah, there are only 20 in the first batch.
Yeah. So hopefully she will be offering more. And we have a link to that on our blog as well.
Nice.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, indeed. Oh, dear. That's a lot of music. Hang on.
What's a lot of music?
The Facebook video here is playing music in my headphones. There we go.
Oh, so, yeah, it's Thomas. it's Tomas Varela. He does the needle netties.
Yes.
And the needle netties are felted ponies, needle felted ponies, and they're really great. And they must have been doing them by hand before.
Oh, yeah.
Because now this video is of Tomas using a felting machine And it looks like it makes someone's life 1,000 times yeah. easier.
Definitely don't want to get your fingers in the way of it, though.
Right, right.
I was like, whoo, that looks slightly dangerous.
It's kind of mesmerizing, though. This is off the personal page of Tomas. Yeah. So you will have to friend him to see it. Or if he hears this, maybe he'll
make it public page. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally, we have this is Red Wolfstick is the artist. This is on Instagram. This is a gorgeous set.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, it's a commission fantasy set that was done by commission, but it's on a Vallegro. But the leather has all this little gold details on it. It's got this beautiful faceplate. It drapes on this horse so nice. Like, it looks like this is a full size set, the way it drapes.
Like, it looks like a formal royal medieval set. Yeah. You know, it's not a battle set. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's just.
She's also done that dragon tack as well. So.
Oh, okay.
And the subtle gold work on this is what makes it. It's not overwhelming,
yeah.
but it's very clean and it's very well done.
Yeah, it's just like the leather looks aged. I don't know.
This Vallegro is just really pretty.
The Vallegro is also very pretty, but this taxi is really nice.
Even the saddle pad is just matched. Yeah. Lovely. Like it's like a
it's not over the top. Brocade. It's just nice.
All right. That's everything for the news. Mm. We are going to take a break and we'll be back with a short discussion about us launching the Artist Spotlight series.
Yay!
Mel Miller Equine Art is proud to offer their new medallion, Meteor, a portrait of the popular Sandwash Basin Stallion. The initial run of the medallion will be for 1 month and is available in assorted spring pastel colors, along with a selection of metallics. Half of the proceeds for Meteor sales will benefit Wild Horse Warriors for Sandwash Basin, a nonprofit that works with the BLM to make the basin a healthy place for the wild horses to live. Some of their projects include building a fence on the highway that borders the basin and repairing water infrastructure. Additionally, William Oxbay Photography, who shot the image used to make the medallion, is donating his licensing fee to Wild Horse Warriors. Visit Mel Miller Equine Art on Facebook or shop for the medallion at melmillerequineart.com.
Hi there, this is Chris Walbrook, show holder for Meows and Minis, and you are listening to the Mares in Black.
All right, we're back with our discussion. Today we're just going to shortly talk about the Artist Spotlight series that we've been threatening you guys with for months.
Yeah, well, and sometimes it's good when you sit on things and let them percolate, because I really think that the way these have been going so far with the video stuff is way better.
Oh, yeah, it's totally better. We initially did the first Artist Spotlight with Cameron Clow, and we did it audio.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
And, I mean, even he suggested we should do video. And,
yeah.
And you know, so we did, and they're much better for it. Yeah. So, and now we're kind of throwing in some more. We're having Josh running, throwing more production in.
So it'll look cooler on your end. We don't actually know what it looks like as we're doing it.
We have no idea, but he has this in some windows and he can spotlight whoever's talking. The concept is, for the most part, for contemporary artists, is to get contemporary artists come in and talk about their philosophy, their process, maybe do a studio tour if they want to. It's all kind of up to them.
Yeah.
We had one artist that we'll talk about in a minute gave a full out demo.
Oh yeah.
Some of the artists have showed their works in progress, and just generally talking about themselves, the hobby. Sometimes we tangent into business stuff. It's depending on who we're talking to, because we don't want it to be stale.
Yeah.
And kind of sound rote every single interview. So we do have a standard set of questions, but we try and tailor them towards the artist. And then we kind of...
Sometimes it just depends on what road they kind of ramble down. Like,
right.
You know, when we did Morgan, Morgan had a lot. I wish we could have stayed later on that. I wish I hadn't been called into work the next day, because I was ready to be up till midnight with her, because it just...
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and there's no saying we can ever say we can't circle back with artists and do another, you know, round with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to run these like seasons or not, but we have a batch right now. We're midway through getting through the list of people that have agreed to do this for us. Yep. So right now we have Nikki Button, who's going to be our inaugural podcast. We also talked to Jennifer Scott, who we ended up doing 2.5 hours with because she did a reveal of a Briarfest piece and a full on demo.
Yeah.
Of something that we'll let you tune in and watch. Morgan, of course, we just talked about Morgan Kilbourne. Amanda Brock, we also got a studio tour from in her new tiny house, mm-hmm. which was fantastic. And we did Cynthia Wyatt Briley, who was so gracious because she's had so many health problems yeah. lately. And she also gave us a little tour and talked through her experience and her process as well.
Yeah. And then on the books, we have Maggie Jenner Bennett, Raven Maddock, Heather Bullock, and Kathleen Maestas.
Yes. And that leads me to the point where we also, Kathleen is, much like Liz, will mm-hmm. be an audio interview. Many of the older hobbyists are more particular about their privacy
mm-hmm.
or don't have the technology, right?
Yeah.
To deal with how we want to talk to them. But we are interested in getting Chris Flint, because she's still super active in the hobby and she's been around before I started doing the hobby, doing amazing things. Like her saddles that were in JAH were just blew my mind. You know, trying to get Carol Williams and Gary at Rio Rondo, as Jackie mentioned, Kathleen Maestas, and, you know,
I'd like to track down Linda Leach Hardy, too.
I would, too. Yeah. We'd love to talk to Sarah again in the context of not copyright, Sarah Mink,
yeah.
But her experience in the hobby. I mean, we touched on it a little bit, but, you know, and of course, Liz Boris was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
When we talked to Kathleen Moody, we thought that was a really great interview as well. So, you know, if any of you old school hobbyists want to get on the show and reminisce.
Yeah, where we love to talk to you.
Talk about the history of the hobby. Mm-hmm. We would love to talk to you. Mm-hmm. That being said, we also want to talk about young up and coming artists right now. We're mostly doing artists that are established. In the fall, I'm looking at doing a special series just for up and coming artists. I've already talked to a couple who seem like they are game to mm-hmm. come on and talk about their journey, which I think it would be super enlightening for somebody that's young and still learning and still working on their technique. Like everybody's still working on their right. technique, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And of course, we mentioned legacy artists, but we also want to move on in the future to tack and prop and doll artists as well. We're also going to do a series on the actual podcast with tack makers, mm-hmm. but we want to also spotlight each one individually for the same reasons we do finish artists mm-hmm. and sculptors. So yeah.
Doesn't
that sound fun?
Good times.
Hopefully we will get Nikki Button of Nikki Button Equine Art out this week. And we are going to follow that up with Jennifer Scott because hers is time sensitive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yay. I'm sorry. I just rubbed my headphones on the mic. Sorry, Josh. It was not intentional. Now, what's she hitting now?
So, yeah. So if you're an artist and are interested in being interviewed, like give us a shout at info@mayorsandblack.com. And we will talk to you about getting a spotlight going for you. The way these are going to work is the Patreon will get them first.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will be released to the general public.
Yeah. It'll be on YouTube. Is that correct?
Yes. They're going to be on YouTube.
Be on our YouTube channel.
The YouTube boob tube.
Woohoo.
All right. So that's it for that. And we'll be back with Instagram in progress.
Yeah.
The Mares in Black Podcast.
Hi, we're back with Instagram in progress. We are going to start out with a beautiful little baby from Snowdrift Studio. This is, what's her first name?
Lynn.
This is Lynn Castle Caldwell. And what we've got here is, I guess this was her Namo Paymo horse.
It was her also finished Namo
Paymo. Oh, it was an also finished. Okay. So
this is actually done, but I want to show it anyway.
Okay. So this is the foal to the Briar Welsh Mare and Foal set. adorable little baby in a little fuzzy baby bay, I think.
Yeah, it's Bay.
Yeah, his mom is Palomino in the background here. But he's really, really adorable, and he looks just looks a little fuzzy and cute, and his colors are all muted like he should be, and oh, he's really adorable.
He's super cute. I love him.
Super cute.
I mean, I hope he's Bay.
I think, well, the reason why I only questioned it because the mother is Palomino, and I was like, oh,
oh yeah, I scrolled over and I didn't see the Palomino mother, so, I mean, it looks Bay to me.
He looks Bay to me, but he's a baby, who knows, maybe he'll change as he grows older.
He'll shed out and be purple.
Shed out and be probably not purple. Oh, Heather.
I know.
And then next up of Rogue Horse Studios, we have Amanda Brock. Who is, so she's talking about, she has a piece in progress here, but she did a critique with Morgan Kilbourne, whom Morgan offers artists these critique sessions. And she will talk a little bit more about that when we do her interview, because she showed us the software and stuff that she uses, and it's amazing.
It is. Yeah. And that's what Amanda's talking about getting in this. But this is a custom she's working on, and she's always like from the cut in the middle. I my guess is she asked her to
lengthen it.
The back.
Yeah. She's got a couple other cuts there too. Looks like she's got to work on the stifle.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then there's some drawing on one of the forelegs. So yeah. So it, you know, this is a really great look at an in progress, not close to finished piece, but almost like a midway shot after a critique. So
here's your stuff you got to work on.
What is this used to be?
It looks to me like Smart Chick Elena.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that a Smart Chick she tore apart?
That's what it looks. Wow. That's what it looks like to me. I say with the confidence of someone who knows nothing.
I think you're right. I think it's a Smart Chick if you look at the pieces parts down.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Next up is Jennifer O'Donnell Danza.
Healing Heart Studios.
Yes, with her.
Oh, they're more fuzzy points.
I know.
I can't take it.
So this is a pair of limoncello ponies, and this is a sculpture that Jen did and then cast in ceramic and fired on her own, so they're all one of a kind. But we have a black leopard Appaloosa and a bay leopard Appaloosa hanging out together. So cute.
They're fuzzy and their fur is all in their face, and they're just so cute.
They are.
I can't stand
so
it. I can't stand it. I have a Palomino one and I love it.
Very nice.
I'm a sucker for fuzzy ponies.
Yeah, you seem to be. True.
We're bloods and ponies, man. Just lock me up.
I'll throw away the key. So now we have Anna Health Dream Flight Design with a stablemate scale double bridle with buckles and an ergonomic brow band that's all glittery, sparkly,
padded nose band.
I just.
Anna,
I look. I know this model is a stablemate, and her hand is in the picture, and I just—it's so in scale and it fits so well. Like my big problem when I'm judging stablemates is everything is because we scale is still important when you shrink down, and everything gets out of scale with stablemates, and this is in scale. It's insane, and it has tongue buckles. Anna, what the heck are you doing? And it's a bridle and a saddle pad. It's going to be available for sale during Briarfest. Oh, my God.
It's just, I mean.
I know.
I hate to keep saying the phrase we used to refer to her, so I'm just going to start calling her Anna Banana Hill.
Yeah. I just want to lay on the floor about this bridle.
I know. Like, it's so good.
It's so good. Anna.
Anna. What are you doing?
Making lots of tack and snuggling her cats too.
Yeah, her cats are
hilarious. Cats are too much. Oh, what else we got here? Delir Studio.
So this is Yana Danlova. Mm-hmm. She is doing a second version of Luna. Luna has very calm mane and tail in her first iteration, And she's now done a much hairier, wind-tossed version of Luna's with a mane and tail.
Oh.
And I love this sculpture. This is such a great sculpture. And it's just, I'm super thrilled that she's doing another version of it.
Oh, nice.
So it's got kind of a swishy tail that's swishing up against her hindquarters, whereas before it was hanging straight down. The mane is kind of blowing over the horse's crest. And she's still got that big
And she still kind of looks very gentle and quiet. And
right. Yeah. She's happy. Still got the cocked foot. And yeah. Kind face, kind of.
She's looking at a child with an apple.
So, yeah. So I'm excited about that. I love Yana's stuff.
Mm. Very nice.
Yes.
Here's another one of your favorites. Amelia Carilla.
She's everybody's favorite.
Working on a, how do you say this horse's name? This is her fin horse. Uko?
I would think it's Yuko.
Yuko?
Uko or Yuko, yeah. I'm not really sure.
But he's very much in progress. She's throwing down some dapples. Oh, God, look at that. She's throwing down some, sorry.
I know.
I shifted the picture and went, oh, no.
So this is Artist Choice 1
yeah.
Of the Yuko run. And it looks like she's doing it like a silver dapple or a liver
she
chestnut.
She says liver chestnut with ash gray hues.
And it's just,
yeah,
my lord.
It's another thing I want to just lay on the floor about.
I mean, save some for the rest of us. Like I sculpt, I paint, I act, I sing, I dance.
I like quadruple threat.
That's not what we were talking about with Jen on the Artist Spotlight. Is there anything you can't do, like, Jen? When do you sleep?
It's like, I don't. She is a time turner.
She might. Would explain a lot.
That certainly would. Nice belly full of dapples on this horse.
I know. Those colors are beautiful.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've talked about Maroon Bell Studios before.
I don't believe we have.
Becca Pavetto.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this. This is a Theo, mm-hmm. which I think it was originally a Georg.
Okay. Yeah, so he's big. He's huge.
And she's customized the head and neck, at least. Mm-hmm. I think the tail as well, to this beautiful red chestnut. There's some veining on it. Mm-hmm. This is a really nice custom of this piece.
She might have lightened him up a little bit, too. Well,
He's got dirty feathers.
Yeah, he's half asleep, too.
Nice.
So cute. He's also sold.
He is sold like the mold.
Yeah, well, I don't know, like the mold, but he's sold. All right, this final one, Instagram is not letting me see for some reason. So
put your cursor next to the link and hit your space bar.
I did, and it's still. I'm getting a sorry. This page isn't available.
This is I'm getting it. Blue Mountain okay. Stable. She is working on a mini Brio in bay.
Mm-hmm.
She says bays for days.
Ah, I like it.
And it's sitting on top of, I always like to look at in progress on the smaller horses. Mm-hmm. So her way is to take a paint can top and then put that foamy double-sided double stick tape.
Yep.
And then she sticks the horse to that.
Yeah, smart.
And then she works on it so that she doesn't have to have a hand on it at any point.
Yeah, because that's always a problem. It's like, okay, well, I guess we're going to make this white. Like it's the handle.
So this is in progress and it's kind of a glowy on darker gold bay.
Yum.
It's very, very pretty.
Delicious.
I don't know what she's planning with it, but it's lovely.
It's yummy.
Yummy.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. I think that's everything.
Is that everything?
Is that everything?
Time to close the show?
It's time to close the show.
Oh man.
Plug for sponsors and shout outs.
Woohoo! Heather has redone the advertising rates. So
I have done the advertising rates. So if you want to see a new ad sheet, send it to me. Anybody that's been quoted already, the old ads, those stick.
Mm-hmm.
We won't modify them, including the people that have already reserved Briarfest spots.
Yep.
I have one sponsorship left for Briar. That's it.
Oh, wow.
Patreon, of course.
Yep. Patreon.com/Mares in Black. Search Model Horse Podcast or Mares in Black. You will find us. Come join us. Hang out in Discord. See some of these wonderful things that we talk about while they're in progress.
Post stupid memes.
Yes, post stupid memes. We love stupid memes.
You can subscribe to the Mayors in Black podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Stitcher, or any other fine podcast provider.
Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok.
TikTok, y'all.
TikTok. You got to see part of my collection last week. You'll probably get to see another chunk of it this week.
Woo! Mm-hmm. We appreciate you guys joining us, and we are excited to show you the artist spotlight series, and let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you soon.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Many thanks to Mel Miller and Mel Miller Equine Art for sponsoring this episode of Mares in Black. Be sure to check out her new medallion, Meteor. See him on Mel's website, melmillerequineart.com. The Mares in Black podcast, created and hosted by Heather Malone and Jackie Rossi. Written by Heather Malone. Produced by Heather Malone, Jackie Rossi, and Joshua Wessner. Edited by Joshua Wessner. Engineered at Two Ton Studios. Fulfillment Enforcer, Jackie Rossi.